Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILI.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here. Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS, 393-3700, 393-3700. Have some callers on the line. Let's start with John from Holt. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, John.
Good job by the Rams last night. Almost pulled it out.
Very disappointing loss, man. Should have pulled it out. They had the ball at the 9-yard line with just over a minute. Four plays, couldn't get any yards at all. So
how did like they that long pass?
Yeah, and it was a reverse of last year's finish, wasn't it? Where, I mean, not totally similar, but I mean,
it was.
Where, yep. I mean, they just came up a little short. Granlers came a little bit short last year.
Were those evenly matched teams, John?
Very evenly matched, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. If you look at the stats, too, that proves it.
All right, Tom and I both thought going into that game that Grand Ledge had a little bit of an edge, and Grand Ledge would win the game.
And I thought a motivational ledge, you know, or motivational edge for the ledge, if you will,
yeah.
Because they, you know, that five of the last 6 years, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Holt's beaten Grand Ledge.
Yeah.
And I think this was a program win for Grand Ledge to make a statement that, you know, they're kingpins around here, and both fantastic programs, and but Grand Ledge is having a special season. And when you're undefeated, it's pretty special.
John, we asked a Facebook question, and I want to ask you,
okay,
what have you learned about the Big Ten and Michigan State thus far, especially after last week's game?
I'm really impressed with Michigan State so far. I would have never thought at this point they'd be 6-0. I thought they would have dropped the game at least. I just hope they keep rolling. I'm not sure. You know, I think I'm still falling back into the old thought base of where they blow a game that they should win. So hopefully that doesn't happen today.
Well, they're going to be favored in at least four.
Well, I mean, Jack, you and I talked about, you know, it's not totally out of the realm that on November the 27th, they might be undefeated going into Happy Valley.
That would be great.
It's out there.
It's
out there as a possibility.
But winning in Iowa City is a very difficult
task. Yeah, that's just it. That's
I don't think Ohio State's going to do it.
This is
the
that'll be for the Big Ten title. I mean, when you say Big Ten title, I mean, there's going to be co-Big Ten because actually Michigan State and Ohio State are on a crash course of going undefeated potentially here.
That's if Ohio State wins tonight,
yeah,
and if it wins in Iowa City.
Yeah.
So Iowa
that's true. Forget
Ohio
about
State's
that.
Got some,
they
got
to go to Iowa City.
Hey, John,
hey,
thanks.
To me, Ohio State is definitely not the best team in the country. I see a couple teams that are better than them at this point. I see Nebraska being better than them and Oregon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because the Big Ten, you know, is trails those conferences overall.
Ohio State is fifth
in
the BCS standings. I think that's a little bit much. But
yeah.
Still.
Right.
Hey, John, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate
Johnny.
It.
Take care.
Let's go right back out to our phones, and let's try Dan from Lansing. Hello, Dan.
Morning, Jack and Tom. How you doing today?
Good.
I just had a question, kind of Big Ten and MSU related.
Yeah.
ESPN's ticker this morning is reporting that if Minnesota doesn't win at Purdue, that Brewster's not coming back next year. I just had a question. Do you think Don Treadwell will be in the mix for that job, or do you think they're going to go for someone with head coaching experience?
Thanks for the call, Dan. Tom, you want to
start? I missed. Who did he say the coach?
Tim Brewster from Minnesota.
Yeah, I know that. You want to know who's in it?
Don Treadwell.
Oh, yeah. Very, very good point. And thanks so much for the call. That's a very good point. Absolutely. Don Treadwell, I mean, the accolades that you get in the Big Ten Network, it's not just because he's a friend of the family or whatever. He's a doggone good coach. And I think he really embraced the opportunity of taking that head coaching, you know, interim position and how he handled that. It was fantastic. I think he's an ideal candidate for the Minnesota. I think he's a candidate for a Big Ten job, just not a MAC job, like perhaps he might have been a couple years ago.
Tom, you know what happens? If Don Treadwell goes to Minnesota, not only will you not see Paul Bunyan in the near future, you may not see the little brown jug.
Yeah. And that puppy is the longest oldest trophy there is. So, no, I think he's gone. Don't you? I mean, Spencer's a senior.
Well,
I mean, it's a convenient time right now.
It's a great opportunity for him.
Donalola will be empty nesters. You might as well, you know, go on to the next chapter.
And a lot of people thought that he was a candidate before, but now it's the time is right. And he's got a lot of work to do yet this year. The season's half over.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's not like the high school season. We're talking about one game to go. Here, you got six games to go.
I know. And then the bowl games.
And then the bowl game. So it's not half over.
Sparty is already bowl eligible, you know, so they're going to be playing in whenever.
Well, Michigan is almost bowl eligible.
We heard that last year, Jack. Right on the cusp. And so, you know, I'm just I'm just really intrigued by what's going
to
happen.
Tom,
today.
How important is it to you to go to the Little Caesars Bowl?
You know, you can joke about bowl games, but got to get to one first before you can make. You know, I'm serious. If they lose up at Happy Valley, Jack, it might not happen. They might
come
get
on. Stuck. They need one win.
We said that last year. You need one win, and it didn't happen.
Well, they didn't get the fifth win until later in the year.
Oh, though, that's true.
Right? Because they had that non-conference
they
game.
They got stuck at four.
Delaware State. And,
yeah. Okay. So, but still.
November.
But still. I mean, this. You know, there's a mule in the center of the road. We're going to have to drive around this thing.
As Yogi said, it's deja vu all over again.
I can only laugh at it right now. I'm still did last.
You're taking this pretty well, Tom.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, and I got a perspective check on Sunday night, as you well know. But I was the 34-17. It was, you know, it was an all solid 17-point victory for Michigan State. And what are you going to say? I mean, my God, this thing it was in the second half. It was just brutal to watch.